ki v'shem kodshcha, because in your name that's kodesh, hagadol, that's big, v'hanar, that's awesome, batachnu, we have batachin, negila v'nismacha b'shua sacho. We should be happy and we should rejoice with your Yeshua. So we dive in over here that because we are betochen, we should be zeiche. Rav Victor Miller explains, because we said previously that the others who had betochen, therefore they were zeiche, that Hashem was malam nechuk echayim, so too we're saying that we also have betochen to an extent, and therefore Hashem should teach us as well. Now Rabbi Leib says that not everybody that has bitachin is zeicha to things. And we don't have the dark bitachin that the Avos had. But we're davening that since we have bitachin, we should be zeicha to be for these things. That through tefillah we should merit these things. Hashem to answer our tefillahs because we have bitachin. Now we say over here, Hagadol v'hanayra bitachin. Nesach Sar says, Gibra as well. But Nesach Ashkenaz only says Gadol v'Nayro, as opposed to Shmoneh Esrei, we say Kela Gadol HaGibar v'HaNayro. So why do we take out the word Gibar? So in this there are two explanations. The Yavid says the reason is because this is a tefillah of Avo, Avo Rabba. It talks about the Avo, Hashem the Klaisol, Klaisol to Hashem. Gvura is din, in Avo there's no Gvura. The midah of Gvura does not work through the midas of Ava. It's its own set of midas, and therefore in Ava we don't discuss Gvura. Therefore we don't put Gibor in the bracha of Ava Rabba. The Sikh Yitzchak says a different pshat based on a Gemara. In Yomadav Samach Tassam based on the Gemara says that why the Anshe Knesset is called Anshe Knesset Agdolo, because Moshe Rabbeinu said Kela Gadol HaGibor V'HaNayro. Daniel saw, he saw the Mishtav Ben Umas, he said Ayik V'Roisov, and therefore he stopped saying Gibor. So because of this, we don't say Gibor over here to say that even at a time where we don't see the Gibor, like Daniel didn't see it, still, even in the darkest of times, we have bitachin in Hashem. At the times that we don't see Hashem sticking up for Klal Yisrael, we still bitachin in Hashem. Still, we have bitachin in Hashem. And therefore, Leinevish Leilavad, that's the merit that we have, Leinevish Leilavad, that even in the darkest of times, when it looks like Hashem's not protecting us, Hashem's not helping us, Hashem is forsaking us, still we're betechen Hashem, and that's what gives us the schosim of Shalai Nevesh La'ilam Vod. Now what bothered me with the pshat of the Siach Yitzchak, because the Gemara says over there, before the Gemara says that Daniel stopped saying Gibor, the Gemara says that Yirmiyah Navi stopped saying Hanayra. So why do we say Neiro over here? We should say Kivashem Kodshko HaGadol Batachnu. So I think the tarets to this, and Derech Agav to explain the Gemara in general, what the Gemara says over there, Wala'an Shekhanas HaGadolah, Kala'an Shekhanas HaGadolah, that the Gemara says that Yirmiyah saw that the Goyim were miraculous, and he stops saying Anayro, that Hashem's not awesome. Daniel came and he saw that the guy were being mishtabit in Klal Yisrael and they weren't being punished for it. He stopped saying Gibor. The Marshal explains that each one stopped saying something that he saw. There's a fundamental difference between what the Yirmiyah stopped saying Anayro and Daniel stopped saying Gibor. Anayro refers to something that's scary in its own right, the Heichel. Was something that not because of a punishment, but something that people are scared of in its own right. That's what Naira is. So Yirmiyah saw that the guy in Mirakim Becholoi, that there was no more Naira, there wasn't a Naira, there was no awesomeness. I mean, it's an atzmai, not of the punishments, but of himself, of Hashem. So therefore, he didn't say Naira. Daniel was in this man that Klal Yisrael were in Bavel. That's when he stopped saying Gibor. At that time, theoretically, they could have said Naira had Yirmiyah not taken it out. Because they didn't see the Chilul Beis HaMikdash anymore at that time. But what they didn't see then was Hashem sticking up for Klal Yisrael to meet this Gevurah, the Din, the punishment that Rishayim deserved for hurting Klal Yisrael. So the fundamental difference between the Gibor and the Naira is that the Beis HaMikdash is Naira Mitzad Atzmai, that not because of a punishment, but like a fire, that people are scared to touch it. So too, there's a scaredness of touching the Beis HaMikdash. And that we, Yirmiyah stopped saying it. When he saw that the Goyim were able to go to the Beis HaMikdash without being burnt by the fire. Daniel saw that they weren't being punished, the Goyim, for chapering Klal Yisrael. Then he stopped saying Gibor. So Klal Yisrael and Golus, when they talk about their B'tochen and Hashem, even though it looks dark for them, that's when we don't see Hashem protecting them. That's at the time we don't see the Gibor. That's what's relevant for this tefillah. The fact that we don't see the Naira at the time of the Churban HaMikdash, that's not relevant for the fact that we still have B'tochen in Him. But what we're saying is that we have B'tochen and Hashem, even when we don't see the Gvuras of Hashem, even though we don't see Hashem helping us, taking up for us, we still have B'tochen in Hashem. Now the Anshei Kedas HaGdayla said, Hinin Eroysov, Hinin Gvuraysov, that Hashem is not kaius right away when the Goyim do these things to Him. That's the Gvuras and the Eroys of Hashem. So the Ben Yehuda and others ask, if that's the case, why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? Because they were put back Gibor v'Naira. They should be called Anshei Knesset HaGibor or Anshei Knesset HaNaira. Why are they called Anshei Knesset HaGdayla? So the pshat is, it's very poshut. Because the reason they're called Anshei Knesset HaGdayla is because they redefined the Godel over here. What's the reason that Hashem lets the Goyim trample and Klal Yisrael and Golos? That is all for the time of Klal Yisrael, because Klal Yisrael has to reach the tikkun that it needs in Golos, the Kaparas Avinus, in order to be Zeichen, to come back to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem punished all the Goyim as soon as Klal Yisrael wanted to Golos right away. The Goyim wouldn't be Rishtabin in Klal Yisrael. We wouldn't reach what we need to reach. Godel, we explain many times from the Mepharshim, the same the Medrash, by Hashem, cannot refer to Hashem in His essence, because Godel is a relative term, and there's nothing to compare Hashem to. But Godel by Hashem refers to me this Chazdei, the Chesed of Hashem. That's what the Anshei Knesset HaGdayla redefined for us. They said the Chesed of Hashem is so great, that the Goyim can be trampling Hashem, so to speak. They can be stepping in the Beis HaMikdash and Mechal HaKvoidoi. That a regular person will be curious about. And Hashem holds back His kas, hating Gvuroysov, hating Neroysov. That's the Gvura and the Neroys of Hashem, that He holds it back, His kas. Now this Gvura and the Neroys of Hashem stems from the fact that Hashem wants to do chesed with Klal Yisrael, to allow them to reach the tikkunim, the kaparas avinus that they need in Golos. So they redefine the Godol of Hashem, how great the chesed of Hashem is, that the chesed of Hashem allows, so to speak, that Hashem can be, that is, what's punished by Hashem can be trampled on, and Hashem will hold Himself back from punishing them in order to be made to Klal Yisrael, that they should reach the tikkun and golos that they need to reach. Then we say, Nagila v'nismecha b'shua secho. So we know that whenever there's two similar words in Lashon HaKodesh, they don't mean the same, but there's always something between them, difference in their definition. Each one has its own unique meaning, its own unique definition. So we spoke out previously in the Goyim that Negila refers to an old Simcha, this Simcha refers to a new joy. So based on this, the Siach Yitzchak explains that because we were waiting for the Yeshua, and we were b'teach in it, because we said, Kim Shem Kachko b'tachnu, therefore it's Negila, it's an old Simcha, it's not something new, because we were waiting for it, and we were hoping for it, and we knew what it was, and therefore it's Negila. But still, it will be nismecha. Because there will be so much natalvus that we never thought of. And there also the kibbutz of secha. There'll be so much of a rebuy of Atomus that one never imagined, one never fathomed, no one ever dreamed of. That it'll be in Nismacha as well. That even though we were Batech in it, and we thought it would only be in the Gila, it's an old thing because it was something that we were anticipating, something we were waiting for, still it'll be a Nismacha because it's much greater than we had ever fathomed. Be Yeshua Secha, with the Yeshua of Hashem. So the Magid Tzedek explains this. Based on his beard, the pasuk of Hashem Yeshua al Amcha Bechasecha Selo, the Peter Medrash that the Yeshua is for Hashem Kaviyachol, that the Shem Hashem is in Golus with Klal Yisrael, and the Yeshua is the man Kvoid Shemoy Agadol Shem Miskadu Shemoy Boilamoy. So we're saying the Yeshua that Hashem does for Himself, Hashem Yeshua, the Yeshua is for Hashem, Yeshua Sechol, the Yeshua that Hashem does for Himself, that's a much greater Simcha, any Yeshua that we could possibly have, much greater Yeshua, therefore we say, Negilu v'nismucha b'Yeshua secha. Others say that the Yesharish of Yeshua is when it comes fully from the person doing it. Mafuki Hatzala, which the person being saved helps along as well. And that's what we say b'Yeshua secha, that it will be complete Yeshua from Hashem, that even though we're not zeichet to it at all. Shimon Schwab says this grace of Yeshua that we're happy about is the Yeshua of the Yom HaDin HaGadol, that we should be zeichet l'chayi olam haba. Where a monk explains the kesher of why we're putting this here is only because when Klal Yisrael does what they're supposed to be doing properly, that's when they're mishumach b'enei ha'amim. But when we don't do what we're probably supposed to be doing, then fakar we're mevuzah b'enei ha'amim. So we start off saying that we want to do Torah mitzvahs and we daven to Hashem, that Hashem should help us do it. And then we will come gadol, so the chemi kamiyas latzeinu, as we're going to say in the next verse, that we're going to come gadol b'enei ha'amim, that we ma'akshav klal Yisrael. And that could bring to the yichud of Hashem of Shema, because only after the goyim are ma'akshav klal Yisrael and their gadlus. And befrat, bebiyas ha-mashiach, then the goyim of the whole world will properly realize, come to the realization of the Yichud Hashem. Then we continue, Vavienu l'sholim me'arba kamvois ha'aretz, Hashem shall bring us in peace from all over Golus. So the Talmud says, the reason we daven for this over here is, because the Gemara Chagiga tells us, kivush ha'gol yisrael, in the chavit l'kotar g'dor l'mizu. So we're davening to be able to learn Torah. So the biggest distraction, the biggest prevention of people learning is Klal Yisrael and Golus. And therefore, davken the tefillah of Avirah, which is the tefillah on Torah, we daven, we ask that Hashem should bring us to Eretz Yisrael. But he says, Avienu l'shalom. So shalom can mean that Klal Yisrael will be shalom with each other. There'll be no fighting between them. The female of our Shabbat Leib adds that maybe we should be shalom with Shlemus Abrius, that we should all be healthy. Now it seems repetitive. We daven Avienu l'shalom Arba Kamvos Ha'aretz, and then the Sarichenu Kamimilus La'atzeinu. So what are these two things? So there are two pshatim in this. The Ksam Sefer says one pshat, and there's another pshat from the Siach Yitzchok. The Ksam Sefer says a pshat, which we'll expand on a little bit. Avienu l'shalom Arba Kamvos Ha'aretz refers that we're going to come to Eretz Yisrael. But there's many different ways to come to Eretz Yisrael. We could come to Eretz Yisrael when Mashiach comes to Gilgul Mechilas as dead people, and we'll have to stand up afterwards. And now we say, "V'selichenu kaimemios la'atzeinu kaimemios." As Rashi says, "As oileh eskom kaimemios bekaimes gufa." We should be standing people. We shouldn't come there to Gilgul Mechilas, but we should come through in life. But it means more than that. As the Mefarshim explained, kaimemios bekaimes gufa means with the shtelts, with the chashivos. That the Goyim should say it's Mamlechas Kohanim v'Goy Kodesh, as the Gemara in Sanhedrin tells us, that Tzadiches and Beis, that if Klal Yisrael Zoyche, v'Orim v'Anoni Shemayo, lo'i Zochu, oni v'Reichi v'Lachamar, the way Mashiach comes will be different if Klal Yisrael Zoyche, to Mashiach in their own tzchusim, or if it comes because it's the time that Mashiach has to come. If there's zayich aver for their own tzchusim, there'll be much more nisim and nevlois being made. Then it'll be v'sel lichenu kamim miyus. We'll go with the feskai, with the chashivos. And after we're davening, we shouldn't just be zayich to have Mashiach come because the time of Mashiach came. But we want to be zayich to Mashiach v'tzaratzmeinu to go b'yadr obo. And then that's what we say, kamim miyus. Rav Shimon Schwab explains that all over we say it's also halach b'kaimah z'kufa. But here we're davening kaimah miyos is not a physical standing up straight like a balgaivo, but it means in ruchnias we should be complete with our ruchnias, we should reach our siyah madrego, that we should do our full potential what we're able to do, because there'll be no muriyat zahar, no b'shima malchias. There'll be the stairs from being over Hashem will come bottle and we'll be able to serve Hashem much better. The Sheikh Yitzchak says a different pshat based on the Ravid in Idios. That the Ravid in Idios, Perek Beis Mishnah Tes, says that in the beginning there'll be a kibbutz galus to one place in the world, and from there they'll go to Eretz Yisrael. And that's what we say, there'll be a kibbutz from all parts, but that kibbutz won't necessarily be that soul, be to a different place. And then it's the chenu kibbutz ha'atzeinu. And after that, we'll go together to Eretz Yisrael. And Rav Shimon Schwab explains this, because when Klal Yisrael comes together as one to serve Hashem and goes to Eretz Yisrael together, that's a gresser, k'vay shemayim, as when it's b'yechidim. Then we say, Me'arba kamfois ha'oretz. So what does it mean, kamfois ha'oretz? Rabban Leib explains that in the Rishayim say, kamfois ha'oretz, it seems like the world's earth's flat. And Rechmona Latzlam, people think that the Tanoim Amiroim, the Rishayim didn't know the way the world was, that it's round. Even though the Gemara seems to say clearly in Sanhedrin, the Sugis of the Dezara, that the world is kekador, many medrashim about it. But the Rabbi points out that the Goyim many times speaks about the Kanfis Ha'aretz, the end of the Ha'aretz. And the Goyim was hundreds of years after the discovery of the new world, so to speak, after everything knew that the world was round and not flat. So you see, it wasn't just because of a lack of knowledge, but there's a reason, there's a fundamental reason why they call the Ha'aretz flat. So Balaam explains that to be that Ha'aretz doesn't refer to the universe, to the world. It refers specifically to the landmass, the uncovered landmass, the continents that we're on. And that's what's called the Ha'aretz that has its boundaries. The Kanfis Ha'aretz are the boundaries of the land. And that's what we're saying, that Hashem should get us from all the far-flung boundaries of the earth, the landmasses of earth, and those are called the Kanfis Ha'aretz. So we say Hashem should bring us the Shalom for peace. So Shem Shavuot Hirsch says that the Shalom for Klal Yisrael is only able to be in Eretz Yisrael b'zman ha'galus. But to make a land for them in Uganda or anywhere else or even in Eretz Yisrael without the ultimate Geula, that won't bring Shalom for Klal Yisrael. Not Shalom internally between Klal Yisrael and not Shalom from the Goyim. And Shem Shavuot adds that this is the Raya. That this that we have Eretz Yisrael right now is nothing. It's not even a Schalt of the Geula or anything. It's no merit for us in regard to the geula that we're davening for, because it didn't bring to our shalom. And the kibbutz galus that we were promised through the Navi is supposed to bring us to shalom. And the way this comes about is a kibbutz galus that comes b'schus ha'tayro, because tamid ha'chachamim arim shalom ba'olam. Then we finish off with sadechenu kememilis la'atzenu, to our land. So, Victor Miller explains that we want Davka at Seinu and no other land. And the reason for that is because Eretz Yisrael and Klal Yisrael are sort of two halves of the same equation. They need each other. Eretz Yisrael needs Klal Yisrael and Klal Yisrael needs Eretz Yisrael. There's a Avir Da'ar Machim and many mitzvahs which are only done properly. The right atmosphere for them is only Eretz Yisrael. There's a mitzvah Atliyas Baretz. In order to become a Torah B'Shleim Usa, we need Eretz Yisrael. And that's why we ask, that we wanted to go down to Eretz Yisrael, we'll be able to be oiled in many madrigas and ruchnias.